USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration is taking actions to put more money in the pockets of American families. Speaking from the White House on Wednesday, Biden saying he's going to eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks and those fees you pay when you upgrade your airline tickets.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Russia is continuing to take action.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, facing military production delays and mounting battlefield losses, has urged his government to cut through bureaucracy to crank out enough weapons and supplies to feed his troops in Ukraine. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has put Russian forces on the defensive posture. The Russian military supply shortfalls have been so bad that Putin had to create a new committee to try to address the delays. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The man behind the wheel in the Wisconsin parade massacre is being convicted.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count 2 of the information.
It only took the jury a handful of hours to convict Brooks after he plowed into a crowd of people at the Waukesha parade in November 2021. He killed 6 people and injured over 60 others. Brooks is facing life in prison. Thursday will mark the 4th anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. On October 27, 2018, an alleged white supremacist killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A new survey says 2 in 5 voters are concerned about intimidation at polling places this November. The Reuters Ipsos poll shows 43% of Americans are worried about threats of violence at the voting booth. That includes 51% of Democrats and 38% of Republicans. This as voters continue to hear from candidates looking to earn their vote.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Colorado all held debates on Tuesday. The candidates' conversations centered around topics including COVID response and Roe v. Wade. One of the candidates in the Keystone State is a recognizable figure from daytime television, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Texas Senator Ted Cruz feels meeting Americans in their living rooms may be just the ticket.
I think conservatives, we need to do a much better job reaching out to a broader audience. I think we need to be talking to young people and Hispanics and African Americans and suburban moms.
From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is reporting the capture of nearly 60 illegal immigrants during a smuggling attempt. A DPS spokesman saying they were found inside a dump truck that troopers had pulled over on Interstate 35, about 90 miles southwest of San Antonio, Tuesday afternoon. Officers arrested the driver and handed the illegal immigrants over to Border Patrol agents. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, O'Reilly! Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts!